66-65, Villanova loses to UConn by one, man. 15 points for Justin Moore, 15 for Eric Dixon, 9 points for Tyler Burton, man. Mark Armstrong. I mean, there's a lot of things that could have been done by Nova in the game that could have made it even better. I mean, it's a lot of things that could have been done. You look at Nova and look at 29-26 in rebounds. I mean, it was real close. 5 steals by Nova, 2 by UConn. 13 assists by UConn, 10 by Nova. It was super close to the very, very end. Very good game. And once again, Villanova fans, people keep on saying Villanova, not Philly. Not people, but just a couple of people, you know. We know Villanova is its own city. But to say they're not close to Philly fans is correct. Because right now, it's so much going against Nova for them losing to the number one team in the country. Let me say it again. It's so much going against Nova right now by some fans, not all fans, by them losing to the number one team in the country. For one, stop comparing Neptune to Jay Wright. Okay, that's the first thing. And the second thing is, just like when Jay Wright started, he had losses that everybody questioned. So there's nothing you can really say to that. That's crazy. It's really stupid. Okay, it's really stupid. You want to talk about Villanova. You want to talk about how good of a team they are. They're a good team. Bob had a good game. Moore had a good game. I mean, to me, if you want me to say what I think, I would want more out of Armstrong, more out of Dixon, more out of just a little bit more out of Moore, maybe a 20-point game. But it didn't happen, and it was only a 1-point loss because UConn could have had more from their players if you want me to do the UConn part. 25 for Newton. That's what I feel like Justin Moore could have did. Bust a 25. 14 for Spencer. 10 for Caravan. But if you look at Nova and look at UConn and look at where they were at, you still had two guys that had 15 points. Okay, for Nova. You still had three guys with 9 points. There was Mark Armstrong, Tyler Burton, and Eric Dixon. I mean, you want more out of those guys, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Just 2 points from anybody would have won the game. 8 points off the bench for Hart. Okay. But it all equaled up to 65 points. Y'all got to stop. Like, listen, Nova, one thing about the transfer portal that we all have to come to realize is that guys like Tyler Burton, guys like TJ Bamba, guys like Hakeem Hart, this is their first year being with the team. And chemistry factor always happens, or knowing when to do things always happens. And that is the number one thing with this team. To me, I mean, this team hasn't played together long enough. If you look at the UConn team, these guys have played together. And then you've got, guys like Cass, who comes in as a freshman. And he's making his presence known. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to look at that. I think it's just really unfair. Very unfair. When you look at Villanova, when you talk about Villanova and UConn, it's very unfair for people to go at Villanova and go at Neptune. Neptune having his second year, finally getting his, after putting his, what do you say? After putting your blueprint in the game for players to play like you want them to play, to go get the players you want. Neptune's doing this thing. They're 11-7. They're going to make the tournament. They're going to have their run. They're going to play St. John's again. They're going to play UConn again. They're going to play Marquette again. It's teams they're going to play again. They also got to play Creighton again. They beat Creighton. They got to play these teams again, and you know, it's hard in the Big East. It's a dogfight in the Big East. If you look back right now, you see 21 minutes from Longino. Longino didn't, you know, contribute nothing for 21 minutes that he played. Housen played 11 minutes this time. He didn't drain anything. You know what I'm saying? He didn't, you know, put it up like he's supposed to. Lance Ware, more rebound. I just would like to see more scoring out of Lance Ware. I want to see more scoring in the post, more time for him to get some points. This time, Mark Armstrong, 9 points, 4 for 7 from the field. I felt like they should have went to him more, even though he had 4 fouls in the game. Burton had 4 fouls. Burton gets 9 points. Again, once again, I say about Burton, I feel like more should come from Burton. He's a very important factor. Very important factor for Villanova. And I feel like he was 19 points a game with Richmond, and he hasn't gotten off like he's supposed to get off. 19 points a game. They need more out of there. You've seen lots out of Bamba, but you just haven't seen much out of Burton like you would like to see. Justin Moore, you know what? 15 points was good for him to get off to. 15 points is good, especially when you got Bamba next to him scoring 15 points. But you would like to see more out of Dixon, maybe 12 out of Dixon. That would have been a game. That would have been it. Just more, three double-figure scores. If you look at this game, one thing UConn had is they had 3 double-figure scores. Nova had 2. They had 3 9-point scores. They were able to get double-figure scores out of 3 people. So, I mean, it was a good game, man. There's nothing much you can say. If you watch this game, you saw the same mistake out of UConn that Nova made. Everything was so close. And for fans to sit here and say anything bad about Nova, of course you would want them to win this game. But they didn't play bad. Neptune, talk about Neptune. People question Neptune don't know basketball. You just watch basketball. You don't know basketball. You just look for the end of the score. Okay, now, did you wake me up? The score is 66-65. Did you wake me up? Like, come on, man. I think it's real ignorant. This has been a good season for Neptune. He's proved he's a good coach. Of course, he has more to go. He's learning his craft. He's learning his blueprint. He's still learning his blueprint. This is his second year with Nova, second year with players. He's going to be recruiting way more different this year. He's seeing the type of play he likes to play. He's seeing the type of stuff that certain players, you know, what they do. And he's going to know how to get the players to play the way he wants to play. So I feel like if we're talking about Villanova versus UConn, we're talking about a team that's getting better and better right now. And remember I said, Big East Conference Tournament is where I think we're really going to see Villanova at their best, because these guys are all playing together. Scores, Bamba. We've seen Armstrong step out. We're seeing Dixon do some things. We've seen Hakeem Hart do some things. We've seen Lonzino do some things. We've seen Housen do some things. We've even seen games that wear his head. But they all have to get able to play together and know their roles, know their points. And I just feel like that Mark Armstrong is a point guard. And this is me. This is my number one thing. Let him be the point guard, direct players, know when to get players the ball. I think next year Armstrong's going to be crazy good, because he's going to know Villanova's how Neptune plays. He's going to know what to do, and he's going to know the offense even better. And he's going to know when to get people the ball, where to get people the ball. It's going to be guys like Housen and Lonzino going to be back. I really hope Lance Ware comes back. You still got Njoku there. He knows Armstrong. You still got guys that are coming back. You got new guys, I think, is going to be playing like Dumont. You got Trey Patterson coming back next year. It's going to be something to see. I think Patterson's going to be the big surprise. Everybody's down in Patterson. How? My thing is, I'm saying it again. Where's the judgment on Patterson? You ain't seen many minutes out of Patterson. You ain't seen enough minutes to sit there and say, oh, he's not good. All you could do is pick good out of what you see out of Patterson for the minutes he gets. You can't give an overall, oh, he's bad. You can't say bad. Not with the type of minutes he's getting or he has had. So I think it's just unfair. If you're a true Villanova fan, you should already know that any basketball player needs time to develop. If you learn anything, think about Markel Fultz. Markel Fultz played with the Sixers. When he got time with Orlando, he got a new contract. And it's kind of unfair to compare pro and college, but just giving you an example. This is totally looking at Villanova. This was a good game, very good Big East clash. Villanova it was better than the Marquette game, and they were ranked higher than Marquette. This was better than the Marquette game. So I really think this is one of the more tougher, top three toughest conferences in the league. So another thing I wanted to come through, you know, before we, you know, start labeling out the Villanova game is the Sixer game. Today the Sixers played, and the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Charlotte Hornets 97-89. And Embiid's just crazy, man. Listen, 33 points in 37 minutes, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks. Do we want to talk about what he's averaging? Yes. Unbelievable. 35 points a game, 11.4 rebounds, 5.9 assists. I mean, he's looking like the MVP. I don't think there's a player in this league that's played better than Embiid. 35 a game? Once again, Tobias has had one of the better seasons he's had in a long time. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. You know, Maxey stood back a little bit this game. 16 points, 8 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. You look at the 9 points, 5 rebounds for Batum, 5 points, 8 rebounds from Aubrey. It's good to have guys like that on your team. 2 blocks and 2 steals from Batum. Batum's not getting the credit for being the type of player he really is. 2 steals for Aubrey. You look at the Sixers when you can get 9 points from House every once in a while. You know, he can just kick up whenever you call on him. 9 points for House. 2 points, 8 rebounds for Paul Reed. You know, talk about what the Hornets bring. Miles Bridges, 25 points, 11 rebounds. 23 points for Brandon Miller. Those guys contributed for them. J.T. Thor, 7.6 rebounds. But you look at the Sixers and what they're doing, how they're playing. 28-13. It's so balanced. It's so more in sync. And what I mean by a team that can, you know, play with the team to be together. You got to have a format. You got to have roles. Players that know their roles and play their roles. It's big. Because in my opinion, if you go back and you look at these players, and you see how everybody's playing for Pat Beverly. Even Furkan Korkmaz, he goes in there and he plays his role when he goes in there. Everybody's not going to get time every time. But when look at K.J. Martin when he goes in there, when he gets his time, when Jaden Springer goes in there and gets his time, everybody contributes and plays their role. They're a real dangerous team. And the more they play and they know where they're at, that's how you know they're going to be there. Soon, when playoff time comes, it's going to be – you're going to see just how good this team is. Because right now, the Sixers are at about 10 people deep to 10 players that for sure are going to contribute every game. If they play 10 people in the playoffs, which is not going to happen, they'll probably go down to like eight people. And those 8 people are going to be very effective. It's not like a stretch where you like, it's all they got is 8 people all season. No, it's not like that. You know, they can have 12 people with this team. But there's 10 people for sure that are super, that if you play them, if you continue to play 10 people, they're all going to be effective. Back to Nova. It's big for Nova right now. It's big for Nova right now. Now they're going back kind of around the schedule. They lost to St. John's last time, so they're going to play them next, which will be Wednesday, January 24th at 8:30. They're going to play them in St. John's. Listen, this is a big win. They got to go back around to these losses they had and do better. And this is a big, big win, a big game for Neptune, because this is the second time you played St. John's. I mean, I know Pitino is a good coach. It's not like that was a bad loss, but you have to get this win, you know, to go ahead and make a statement. If you're going to make a statement, get this win to not make it so hard. Go ahead and make these statements. Go ahead and get St. John's. Go ahead and get Butler. Go ahead and get Marquette. Go ahead and get Providence. Go ahead and get Xavier. And Seton Hall, like, you have to go back and get these games. Then Georgetown, like, I think the biggest thing right now for Villanova, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a 6-game winning streak, 7-game winning streak is big for Villanova. And I say that. At least be 6-1 in these 7 games. I think it's real big. 7 games will really make a statement for them in the Big East and in the country. This is a tough, tough, tough conference. I mean, these teams have all proved to be tough teams. The East, Big East is definitely back. Who has to turn it up more? Justin Moore, Eric Dixon, Bamba have to be there. But we need to see Tyler Burton. We got to see more from Tyler Burton. And Martin Armstrong has to follow. He had 9 points, but he shouldn't be afraid to be aggressive. You know, when Nova needs that, and he's good at doing it. The last game when they played, when Villanova played, which was against Marquette, man. He was very aggressive against Marquette. Marquette's a great team. Looking at how good Mark Armstrong can be when he penetrates, when he makes people come to him and be a guy that can pass the ball because he's so good driving in and scoring. When he's like that, this team is totally different. This team is hard to beat. Armstrong is explosive. And then when you got Burton, who can rebound real good. He didn't even rebound good this game. He has to be the shooter, rebounder type of person. He has to. Like, he at least should have 10 and 6 each game. Straight up, 10 and 6. I mean, you will like to see 14 a game from Tyler Burton. I'm really laying off of really how good he is. He should be 14 points, 6, 7 rebounds every game. I mean, he's that good. He can do that. So he should be able to give you 14 and 6, 14 and 7. Now, you look at Justin Moore. You should look at 15 a game for him. You should look at 15 a game for 14 to 15 a game from Dixon. You should look at about 13 a game for Bamba. You should look at like at least, 10 a game from Hakeem Hart. You should look at least 8 a game from Housen. That should be happening. Mark Armstrong should at least score 10 points a game for this team. At least 10 points a game. They have to give him. But right now, what you have to understand is that Neptune is a coach. Is learning as you go. You're trying to give Jay Wright. Jay Wright took him years to get to that point and get to 2016. Took him years to get to 2018. It was so much criticism. Times when we were losing a tournament, we had Allen Ray, Corey Fisher, Scotty Reynolds, Jason Frazier, guys like that. And they were losing. Now all of a sudden, they're giving Neptune this championship criteria that Wright didn't have yet in his second season. He didn't have that. So now they want to give him this all this pressure like Jay Wright had that in his second season. Like Jay Wright wouldn't get criticized. Like, I don't know where these other fans come from. Like, y'all invisible fans. Like, y'all thought Jay Wright, his second season. What was Jay Wright doing? Was Jay Wright winning championships? Was he winning the championship? Was he winning the Big East title when he first came in? When he won Big East titles, was he winning championships automatically? Was he going to Final Fours automatically? Like, Jay Wright had seasons that were disappointing. And now you're trying to say, oh, where's Jay Wright? Oh, Neptune's not a good coach. Jay Wright took criticism too. So with Jay Wright taking that criticism, we can go past everybody that's giving Villanova criticism. We're going to go right past it. Right past it. We don't care. We're going to go straight to Villanova and where they're at. And they're looking good. Because it was a time last year where people were really losing their mind. Now look where Villanova's at. We got to stop putting the pressure on Neptune when Neptune has went past the pressure. Now we're past the point where we were last year. So 66 and 65, Villanova, you know, they lost, but it was a good game they played. And I'm going to tell you like this. Villanova's going to get better and better. They have the team. They're going to put some more pros in the league. Eric Dixon right now is looking like a guy that could be a first-round pick, either early second round, or right now he's at the early second round pick. He's a guy that's definitely going to get drafted, especially a guy that can 6'7", 255, can shoot the three, post you up, tough rebounder. Justin Moore, where is he at right now? Hey, we'll see where he ends up. If he gets drafted, he can get drafted late in the second round right now. If he gets undrafted, he's going to get a contract, a two-way contract. It's Justin Moore. Bamba, the same thing, two-way contract. It's TJ Bamba. He's having a good season. Hakeem Hart gets a two-way contract. So we're seeing a lot of things. This is a good Nova team. They're going to get better. They're still, look, it's January. So everybody calm down. This was a good, good, good game. Of course, you would want to see him win, come on the other side, 66 to 65, but it didn't happen. But you just don't. How do you sit there and downplay an 11-7 team that just lost by one to the number one team in the country? Oh, man, I'm telling you. These people sound stupid. The people that talk against Nova, talk against Neptune. You sound like you watch basketball. Basketball to you is when you shoot in a trash can. You shoot a wadded up piece of paper in the trash can. I'm out of here, y'all. Follow the leader.